Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Standing Boldly, was written by Kimya Loder. In a small Illinois town, domestic violence comprises 40% of all crimes in the community. According to a local pastor, this issue is often hidden in our faith communities because it's uncomfortable to talk about. So instead of shying away from the problem, local ministers chose to exercise faith and courageously address the issue by taking classes to recognize the signs of violence and supporting nonprofit organizations working on the issue. Acknowledging the power of faith and action, a local minister said, "Our prayers and compassion, coupled with some tangible support, can make an important difference." When Esther, Queen of Persia, was hesitant to speak out against a law that authorized the genocide of her people, she was warned by her uncle that if she remained silent, she and her family wouldn't escape, but would perish. Knowing it was time to be bold and take a stand, Mordecai queried, "Who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this?" Whether we are called to speak out against injustice or forgive someone who's caused us distress, the Bible assures us that in challenging circumstances, God will never leave or forsake us. When we look to God for help in moments where we feel intimidated, He'll give us power, love, and self-discipline to see our assignment through to the end. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Esther chapter 4, verses 7 through 14. Mordecai told him everything that had happened to him, including the exact amount of money Haman had promised to pay into the royal treasury for the destruction of the Jews. He also gave him a copy of the text of the edict for their annihilation, which had been published in Susa, to show to Esther and explain it to her. And he told him to instruct her to go into the king's presence to beg for mercy and plead with him for her people. Hathach went back and reported to Esther what Mordecai had said. Then she instructed him to say to Mordecai, "All the king's officials and the people of the royal provinces know that for any man or woman who approaches the king in the inner court without being summoned, the king has but one law: that they be put to death unless the king extends the gold scepter to them and spares their lives. But 30 days have passed since I was called to go to the king." When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back this answer: "Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for placing a unique calling over each of our lives. Help us to overcome any fear that keeps us from stepping out in faith. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.